set up, huh?
Yeah. Wireless setup.
So, yeah, we put this stuff on so that we have some record of the whole thing, what is it that we are going to say. And the whole idea here is, just also put the lapel on.
Yep.
So the whole idea of this meeting is that it's not me who will be talking all the time. So
what is that would
be boring. That would be definitely boring meeting.
So Joel is going to talk.
I'm going to listen.
So actually the reason why we got together is that it's about the time to make sure that when Petr leaves us, I'm afraid it may happen, right? I mean, he didn't change your mind yet.
I couldn't.
Or your girlfriend didn't.
I would
change
like
mind.
To change, but I can't.
So that whatever he's been doing is not forgotten, and then people can stay on his shoulders, and I hope that he won't get out entirely out of his problem. But still, we need to continue on this. So I think that Joel will be is my main hope that he's going to pick up the keyword spotting and some of these ideas, and also the reason why Peťa Motlíček is here is that Joel is also getting interested in all four models of temporal envelope.
Yeah, that's true.
And of course Peter Fosse knows a lot about it, but
I think Peter more much more than me
from different
but
point of view.
But you will be here and from different point of view. Peťa Motlíček is working mainly on
speech coding.
And So this is, I guess this is it. So I guess that really you should be talking more than anybody else because you should be asking questions.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah. And so what is it that you need to know? And
let me just tell us what you know already about, I don't know, how far you were with this.
Yeah.
Features or?
So basically I started reading about the features that's taking the long temporal and time frame. It's traps.
Yeah.
And tandem approach.
She knows.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So then also started with there was a paper on fitting an AR model to the DCT of a signal. Started with that and slowly getting used to the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To the DCT?
Yeah.
That's
what Chris was saying.
The paper by Dan right. Ellis and
Oh, that's how it started, because that was Mario Satineos and then Alice.
Yeah.
They had a paper, I believe it was not ASRU or something, right? It was ASRU.
2003,
But that was the time when they weren't using very long segments.
Yeah, okay.
It was like 50 milliseconds or something when they were playing at the time. Yeah, no? So then the story was that Mario's presented that at some meeting and we realized, oh, that might be a cute thing for estimating spectral energies because that's what we want, and the way we are doing it is kind of, I think it works, but it's a little bit inelegant. Somehow stupid to so first do the frame by based estimate and then you get stick to 100 hertz sampling, 10 millisecond sampling or something, and then you just pick up the trajectory. So Marios was here for half a year, or even more, and started work with Peter. Just came, so they were working a little bit together. Mainly, Marios was programming in MATLAB, and Peter was putting it into.
Yeah, I just rewrote it in the C++. I didn't do too much on that.
But then we were hoping to pick up on that a little bit more, and we did, right? You did a little bit of work.
Well, we tried many knobs to tune on that because you can decide what compression factor and everything. So I tried a little bit, like picked maybe three knobs and tried to go through the 3D cage to see what happens in which kind of settings. So this we did, but.
And we never published that anywhere, right?
We didn't, because there was still a question that I don't remember right now. Because there was some essential question. I don't remember. I would have to look at it. Before we could write anything, I would have to be sure that something is right there. I couldn't be sure about it at the time, so. And anyway, it takes time, this computation. It's very inefficient. It takes like 100 times more than computing some MFCCs computing these features, because it's a huge DCT, huge FFT everywhere.
We were also doing a silly thing that we were stepping it by 10 milliseconds, right? at the
Yeah,
time.
there was no optimization. We just stick to the
Yeah.
trap. We wanted to make as close to trap
Right.
as possible, which is silly, but that you have to
That's the
start
reason you have a
somewhere.
start, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Then I continued with another papers that you're mentioning, SP trap. So just
Right.
moving around with that ideas. And also the main idea today why I told maybe is like if you can list down what all things are there to be taken care of, then one by one, because finally if I find that you have something else. So maybe to list down the things other than the what I've already taken from you.
Okay.
And also to discuss generally.
So well, last time we were talking about what about Gaussians. You have the Gaussians running somehow, like
Yeah.
feature
Yeah,
extraction
feature
and then the
extraction
tandem
part,
training
tandem training.
also. So the you're able to train the net
So
now.
you may be the only one in the whole world now because Chifang is gone and Barry is gone. So
Well, for
Morgan was
they are gone
joking.
from ICSI?
Nobody from they are gone from ICSI. Yeah. Chifang went to TI
Huh.
and Barry is at Lawrence Livermore Lab. He basically got a job. He graduated. And
Yeah.
he'll be working on things which he cannot talk about. He can't even say it on the microphone here. It's
Right?
yeah, it's classified work typically. And so jo Morgan was only half joking. He was somebody was asking him you were or somebody was asking him something. Oh, there was Matthew, and he said, "Well, probably they'll be coming to ask you because nobody really knows anymore at ICSI." So please
But
take.
who is the one who is now developing the QuickNet and these things, the MLP4 and these things?
Yeah,
Because it's
nobody. That was Barry, and now it's
it
close.
was
It's
Barry.
actually Brno is doing a lot of that. Now they picked up the
I
software
see.
and they play with these four-layer nets. So there
I
might be
see.
that Brno will be soon an ultimate expert on
Well,
the whole
still, we
thing.
have the experts who made the software run here, you know, Olivier Bornand and
Which software? No,
QuickNet training.
QuickNet was done. Well,
Yeah.
QuickNet itself was done actually a long time
Yes,
ago
but
at ICSI.
Olivier make it run on these machines
Is that
and
so?
make the cross the 2G barrier here
Good.
at DDR because we couldn't do something, I don't know what, but he is now
Yeah,
good in
yeah. Okay, so
QuickNet,
we
I guess.
have to treat him well.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Okay,
right now
so
I have the feature extraction part where I can get the phoneme posteriors
yeah.
generated through the neural net.
Great.
So
So
then I think
you just
I'll.
missed the back end, which is
Yeah.
easy because it's HDK,
Yeah.
it's everyone knows
Yeah,
here.
but yeah, HDK through for some other task I have run HDK. So I
Okay.
have the general feel, but maybe I can take the entire setup from you and run it once on my this thing to have it.
Yeah, okay. And you just need from us to hear what are the other front ends and other
Yeah,
features
so.
to choose something.
Yeah, basically. So then I think I can share what I have read and.
Well, the whole idea then is that then you start playing with it, right?
Yeah.
And you.
Yes.
Yeah, and.
Okay, so how do we do it? Should
So.
I list it
I
or
choose this. Yeah,
maybe
the.
That might be the.
Firstly, the feature extraction that we have already taken, then the backend for that. Then.
Well,
Yeah.
like I distinguish between feature extraction and then the MLP because you feed something to the MLP which are not
Yeah,
the waves. So,
okay. So,
well,
yeah,
that's what I
that's.
call it, and then the back end.
Yeah.
But okay, also what I have here, what I've been working on since I was here was MFC CPLP, which is always needed for comparison
Yeah.
purposes. Then traps with Ooh, Warrior's Lens, and also you know traps now.
Yeah, traps I know, but with various.
With Warrior's Lens,
Okay, length.
we were trying to start from the ultimate length of
Okay.
one frame
Frame.
up to 1 second or even more, but it was so this. Also, then we applied the DCT on the trap itself. Which is something like the Gaussians,
Okay.
applying some filtering basically
Filtering.
the trap. So this, but this is mainly Franta who was doing this. So this is related to traps. I was also trying the warping,
Okay.
means if you have a second,
Yeah.
which is 101 samples, I was just keeping the central 10 samples, and then I was throwing away some of them, you know. Like resampling this this 1 second of the trap to something which I preserved all the points in the center and just picked every 10th point at the boundaries, which means the trap 101 trap trajectory shrank to say 15 points with still preserving the maximum resolution at the center and throwing away most of the points near the boundaries. So this I was trying, so this I have some results on. So these are traps, then the Gauss traps, then tandem system. The tandem you plus minus have because that's just the PLPs, and then there is a training with MLP, which is taking some context of these PLP coefficients. So it's like feeding PLPs or MFCs, whatever, to MLP and taking some context. This is the tandem. So this setup we also have here. I didn't experiment with this, but maybe some more results. It's Hemant who has the results on tandem, I guess. No,
he used to have before he lost all.
Yeah, but
you will have it again.
We can smile.
I think the most important results are already in the thesis he's writing. So it's there somewhere. So this is tandem. Then what? And then there is the FDLP. Then we can talk more about. Which I have more experiments on. Also this warping and compressions and all these things.
Compression basically you are looking at.
Yeah, but I'm using that for a different reason, right? So it's a speech coding. So what is the task is usually just take the speech, of course, somehow to encode it into as small number of bits as possible and with a reasonable quality, of course. And again to decode it. And I'm using FDLP for that. Still playing with more or less 1 second long segments. So just dividing the speech into 1 second frames. Doing DCT. It's just the standard work. And then doing some compression and computation.
So subbands, no?
Yeah. But you're doing the same, no?
But you just didn't talk about.
You take the DCT and you just divide it into several subbands, frequency bands, with a different.
And by the way, you don't do the overlap on the subbands, no?
I do.
Yeah, but you don't do the overlap on the time domain.
I don't do.
Okay, so that's the difference.
For compression, you're basically doing.
Yeah, just 1 second without overlapping. But in frequency domain, there is a overlap because you can choose which filters you want, more or less, or just trajectories of those bands. So there is overlapping. I'm using those Gaussian filters or classical, those trapezoidal, like in MFCCs, right? And then processing PLPs.
MFCCs are triangles.
Triangles, that one. Then I'm doing independent processing of each frequency band. So I'm computing that Hilbert envelope, which is just the envelope of some temporal trajectory. And more or less you can divide this into a Hilbert envelope, Hilbert carrier, which is something like LP, a linear prediction envelope, autoregressive model, and excitation signal. Yeah, so those are two parts or items you need somehow to encode if you want again to get original speech or reasonable quality. And there is some compression factor, which is again when you're computing that autoregressive model from FDLP, you can compress the spectrum somehow in such a way that you rather preserve those even also those dips, not only peaks. The spectrum, and it sounds better for some kind of.
You know about this compression? How does it? Why it's okay? I just
knows more than I do.
Well, he's new. He's doing most of the things.
So it's kind of logarithm when you use logarithm for MFCCs, right? Yeah. So it's again compression factor, something like that. And but then you have to uncompress it again, of course, to get back the speech. And there are other things which I'm doing, so but it's not related to speech recognition so much.
But certainly when it comes to like the open modeling of temporal trajectories, even if Peter Fosek is not here, you probably know a lot about it by now.
Well,
well,
what?
No, that approximating Hilbert envelope by Allport model.
What?
FDLP.
It's more or less the same approach, right? There is
different
more
application,
okay,
different software or something.
So, just in the speech resynthesis or coding that you're doing, did you try to play with the knobs somewhere?
With
like
what?
Many with the compression number of bands and
Number of bands and
what you were playing with and what are the results, like what to use.
You know, that's the problem for speech coding, because I don't have results like in speech recognition.
Yeah,
so
of course you listen to it yourself. I'm fine with that, because
So now what I'm using are 15 bands, which seems to me 15 frequency bands, which seems to me quite reasonable. We can go down till like 12 and still okay, I would say, but then you start hearing difference.
Okay.
Or also, that's another problem. Once you can go down with frequency bands, then you will have much more complicated that, let's say, excitation signal or that carrier.
If you go down?
Yeah,
if you make broader bands.
Broader bands,
because
right.
When the band is narrow, the excitation is close, the carrier is close to sinusoid, basically.
So there is more and more frequency components, let's say, or something like that, in one broadcast.
So you want to say that the LPC is not able to fit it, so that the residual was
no LPC
easy?
Will maybe, but then you have still another part, something like a source and a filter. So when you are doing speech cooling, or
you may almost want to this the whiteboard. I mean, that's why we have it here, right?
What?
So that.
So can we remove this when you're going to this place?
I don't think so.
No, not supposed.
No, we are.
Well, I mean, it's the same like when you are doing LP synthesis, right? So you've got source signal. I don't know, source.
I think you have to push it as much as possible, because it drags to the.
And then there is some filter, which is that 1 divided by AZ. and that's it. And the source can be noise signal, or it can be some sequence of what is that?
Pulses,
right?
This is a standard time domain, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's more or less the same what I'm doing. So this is some envelope, which is in our case related to Hilbert envelope, and this is a source signal, which is Hilbert carrier.
But since you are in a different domain, this is here you are in time domain, right? But where you are really in a frequency domain, so the lines turn into sines, right?
Right.
And
which line? Exactly. So this is now going to be
because
frequency.
This spectrum is also line spectrum, right? I mean, all components. So if we are in a frequency, your source looks like this.
Yeah, so more or less we can plot it. So what we can see is some Hilbert envelope like this, and then there is that Hilbert carrier. Or this is not Hilbert carrier, but this is the signal which we get from one frequency band. So you compute DCT, right? From
this is the subband.
Yeah, exactly.
Time signal.
Right.
And what we get from that is this Hilbert envelope, right?
So you know that.
And the second, which should be that carrier, should be something like this. It's just really close to cosine, we might see.
Okay,
if we do it properly, right? And this is what you also have to somehow transmit, or at least try to transmit in order to get.
I was thinking the residual in LPC fit of the Hilbert envelope, not this. I was not thinking of this at all before. You know.
Right.
Because there are three things. First, you have to encode this, then the LPC coefficients, and the residual after LPC fit.
No, I don't need
like
LPC. No.
This is like the residual for him.
This is a residual for me.
In the for
this
frequency.
This is the residual.
Yeah, I just want to transmit this signal, right? And what you need is this envelope and this one carrier, and you again get the same signal. This shape.
Okay.
Doing IDCT. Yeah.
And the biggest problem currently is that the carrier is actually not cosine, but something
a
little bit more.
Take a look. For example, if you have a very good music signal, which is very periodic, you can really see something like there is one peak.
And if the frequency doesn't change over the
and frequency more or less doesn't change, it's related to that frequency of the broadband, or how it's called.
Yeah.
If you have those filters,
nice.
Which are wider and wider, this is that center frequency, which is somehow related to this one.
Okay.
So you can transmit.
So the broader bands, the what on this picture?
It's worse and worse. Then you don't see anything like cosine.
Fortunately, because of properties of hearing, more or less, for the higher bands, if you put in just some garbage, some noise, it doesn't really matter all that much. It sounds a little bit worse, but it's not a big tragedy. If you want to do a good voice speech, you'll want to get the lower bands.
And
if you put in noise altogether,
everywhere,
it sounds like a whispered speech.
It sounds like LPC when you excited by noise. It's better, I would say. Better quality. Definitely better quality. It's lower bitrate, but that's a problem.
So now we have to kill them both, because I mean we gave all the secrets away.
Yeah.
Any objective measure you use for
objective measure? Well, it was some those distances, spectral distances. Well, it didn't work so well. I mean,
if Motorola or Nokia gets hold of this tape, then we are in trouble. Hopefully, by then it will be protected and everything, right?
How the hell I just said that we shouldn't talk about the confidential thing?
That's
the problem.
Listen, this is a science. I mean, it's a confidential to the extent that we are not publishing it yet, but we of course will. But we have to make sure that if Qualcomm has an interest, who's funding the work, they have to have a chance to patent it or something. That's a lot. This is not a public presentation,
right.
So this is not even a problem.
Yeah, sure.
The only problem would be if nobody can beat Petr Motlíček anymore. I mean, if Nokia knows everything, if you sell it tomorrow, who did you work for? HP. They will take half a year before they will even realize what it is, and by then. So it's no problem. Okay, so that's
there is a compromise between the lower bands, the worse stuff you just said, and the more bands, the more coefficients to transmit.
Right.
So 15 is about okay.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there are papers about that if you have like 12 frequency bands, it's somehow optimal.
Okay. So this, and then there is a compression. What about
compression
that?
Is only to relate to somehow fit that Hilbert envelope to
get there.
So that you get so that you can model it actually.
Yeah, you can model it better. There is no echo or something like reverberance in the signal if you really go down with that compression factor to like 0.1. Something
what?
Like
oh, 0.1. Compression. Okay.
So what is the compression factor we are getting here?
When you compress the effectively the signal which we are modeling.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so then you get a fit into compressed
signal.
Okay.
Essentially, if you were in a spectral domain, you would compress the power spectrum.
Yes.
Here you compress the what?
Subband power spectrum.
Yeah, the city of the signal.
Right.
Right.
And it's
and
still,
so
yeah.
Then your predictor is fitting actually this compressed signal, but you know how much it was compressed, so you can always expand it back. So that you get a fit to the original thing, except that the fit is different, because basically this Oppo modeling has a different properties.
Yeah, you just preserve something different a little bit.
Yeah,
so I can tell you a little bit more about that. This is a sort of old technique. Which
I think Hinek has got many papers or some papers about that. So
it was my thesis, even PhD thesis actually.
I think
STLP was called Spectral Transform Linear Prediction. It was my first ICAS paper ever. It was in 1983 Boston. You guys were still in kindergarten, right?
Right, more or less.
Oh, this is terrible. But nobody was using it for anything, except it was cute, but that was about it. But now it seems like that is since what we are doing here, we are normal LPC is fitting peaks, right?
Yes.
But when you are modeling Hilbert envelope, you don't necessarily want to fit only peaks.
Yes.
You sometimes want to get a basically good estimate of the envelope. So that helps you, because in this spectral transform allows you to to find the right balance between how well it fits peaks, how well it fits dips, and
right.
And so this is. So I think that basically, I don't know what else. I mean, you should be asking questions, right?
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to know is a good literature on these things. Where you started
I think you can really take those papers from Mario's.
About three papers.
That's really enough.
I have two.
This is Sapa, or how it's called?
Sapa, and then, yeah, this is. There are two papers. One is in Sapa, one is in the InterSpeech.
And one is in the American.
Jeju, and one was in the ASRU.
Yes.
From Virgin Islands.
What is Sapa?
Sapa was
I don't know.
I tell you what it stands for: statistic and something conceptual approaches. I was on I was on the organizing committee. I should know, but
you do.
Abbreviations, approaches, perceptual and statistics and perceptual approaches.
But there are also reports from IDIAP, I think. At least two reports from Marius seem to me.
But they are the same, right?
Yeah, they are more.
And then also, is there some more work actually can be traced down? I think that reading Les Atlases papers are very good, because Les Atlas is doing a lot of work on coding in this domain. He doesn't use ORPOR model, but he uses DCT, and then he. And Les is an excellent guy. He's a very good very good theoretician. Uh-huh. Basically, he's a Stanford guy, and really he likes to write things well.
Yeah.
So he's very rigorous, as opposed to me, for instance.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you read that, then you know that there are no errors.
Sometimes it's unreadable, I would say.
Yeah, but
quite difficult. But
so whatever you get hands on from Les Atlas for over past 5 years regarding this, 2 years ago, last year, on one of the ICASPs, he had like five papers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All various aspects of this, because
I think this year on InterSpeech there was one paper, but it was regarded to speech recognition.
Okay.
Somehow.
Is that so? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, yeah. It was not something like speech coding or that DCT transforms, nothing like that. So.
Also, I can before Marius left, he had actually left himself, but all the files are here, and also all the MATLAB implementations of these are here, and there is also one big table that he used to
with all kinds of parameters.
Yeah. He was also playing with all these compression factors and lengths of the of that, and there is a big table in Excel which you can look at.
All kinds of speech recognition results, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first time you start using the cluster, I remember, or some parallel
because
there was a big thing here.
It took a huge amount of time, and he was the first one to realize that these guys are pretty slow to do these things.
Everybody hated him so temporarily, I remember.
He just put here the PMake environment, and he didn't stick to any cluster or anything. He just put PMake and run it on all the machines here. So at some point he was using all the available memory by any mistake, you know, so in the morning all the machines were just stuck. No one could ever
I remember Frank came to me and says, everybody was computing like Mario's, we would be all dead. And I said, Frank, but I want everybody to compute like Mario's.
Right.
So this result, because he was doing everything in MATLAB, so it was again 10 times more demanding than C++, and then
maybe yes, maybe no. It's hard to say. No, it's not so bad with that if you rewrite it well.
But he did. He wrote
and
it well.
He did,
but anyway,
so.
Anyway, because in the code that I wrote, I was like playing also with if the matrix is sparse, I really don't use it all. I just multiply from here to here, from here to here, not the matrix, but my matrix, and then I just optimized it a bit. And also BLAST libraries and all these things, but okay,
whatever. Not important.
Well, it is important in a way. I mean, this is something which we never talk about, right? Like how much work
Oh yeah, sure, it is important for
here,
this case,
because
but
it's true is
still.
that the things sped up tremendously since I came. I mean, of course, partially because they started to buy some more
Yeah.
hardware, but also some at least some people basically know how to
Yeah, but there's
write
the
Pascal
backend
programs.
recognizer which I will give you, which is turnaround of 18 minutes, or well,
Which is
from
fantastic.
11 to 15 minutes. Normally it would take
And
an
used to be
hour
two
and a
days,
half. Yeah, no, not today. It was over 1 hour. It's just like 10 times less, maybe, or 5 to 10 times less. But still, you can 5 times more.
So, do you already know what is the situation with you? You go back to Prague for a while, and then did you get anything in France? I got some ideas, by the way.
Great. I have to talk to you about this. I don't know. I didn't try to anything. I didn't even mail to Ondřej Černocký, I must say. I just talked to one girl there, which told me that he would be possibly able to find me a job there, any job, like related maybe to field, but job, not anything, any research. So if nothing, then I could be able to get a job somewhere.
So you don't die of hunger.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but
no, that's not the idea. No,
but
we'll try something else.
Okay.
So, Gerard, your main basically thing is, as I told you to when we were walking, that whatever petal did, that it doesn't die, but it carries, and obviously we very much hope that you get into that and you get excited and you do more and or maybe even different things.
We hope that you find out that everything was wrong and that the potential
that
is much bigger. Yeah, it actually works that too.
Yeah, it's not that
Great.
It doesn't work.
No, but after you find out the bug, then it will be that will be the. Yeah, so we will send you the papers related, and I will point you to all the code, which I have.
Yeah, but regarding this FDLP.
Yes, and this is all on record. So if we, if.
Yeah,
his work.
So actually, I can just now tell the locations of all the files, and you can rewind,
browse through the meeting.
So,
how are we doing time-wise? Yeah, I think half hour. It's fine, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Any more things?
But you will be here until almost until end of.
Till 24.
November?
It's the Friday.
November.
So November.
November.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. It's just like I will just start teaching, and then I will need an assistant.
There's no better skin in front of Petr. Petr is good.
It hopefully it makes a pay some extra. So
what are you going to talk or to teach? It's just that perceptual
speech,
stuff.
Well, it's actually a combination of two classes I was giving at OGI, which is like speech processing and perception. And so I try to put it together so that it makes some sense.
Do you already know how many students you have?
No. I should have at least 4 because this is a graduate school. I have one, right?
Oh, it's
guaranteed.
Graduate.
I have
graduate.
One guaranteed that I don't know if anybody else is.
Well, I think Guillermo was thinking
three,
about
I mean, 4 credits or a total 4?
Sorry? I don't know. I don't know if it needs to be 4 credits or not. I don't know how much I like people without not taking it for credit, because then they just sit there and having good time. But it's okay. No, it's okay.
Because in IAS it's 4 credits. And Guillermo is taking, I think.
Guillermo is taking, very good. And so I already have at least 2. I probably get 4.
I would like to go there, but not just for credits, just maybe to hear something new.
And it's possible, that's for sure. I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, the last time it was. For me, it was good, the course, from one special reason, because in when there were the floods in Turkey, I lost all my papers from my school, all the exercise books. How to say this?
The notebooks.
All the notepads and everything, all notes from any courses. So I was remembering what I was learned,
But that's
what I
good, you
was taught
know.
at the time,
That's
so I have it now back, at least partially. Because all the algorithms you were speaking about,
I didn't get into too many things actually. You know, the reason was that at the time we thought I was teaching with Hervé, and we thought we have much more time, and
No.
suddenly we ran out of time basically, because what happened was that it was supposed to be 3 hour lecture, it was only 2 hour lecture, and Hervé assumed that it's going to run longer, or I don't know what he assumed, but suddenly he said, well, so where are you? I said, well, I'm slowly getting into LPC. He said, well, but we have only three more lectures, and I have to teach HMM and everything. So the LPC part was like I had to do it in 1 hour, and then everybody was totally confused, I guess.
Also in the labs,
They
the
were
people
also
didn't know
confused.
anything about it and they just followed the papers.
Yeah.
It
Where
was
was this?
It was a DBFL.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, guys, I think that unless somebody has still anything really important.
Not to this topic.
Yeah, but I can come to
Right,
yeah,
it's
at any
a little
time.
bit up to you. You have to bug this because especially better because just to make sure that
But anyway,
I'm
after I'm back, I'll be
yeah.
still on Skype and all these
Yeah.
things, so
Okay.
no problem to contact me until, I don't know, May next year, so it's
You
fine.
think that it will be done by May? Is it planned?
Well, I would like to,
I
yeah.
think so. Yeah, we made a mistake, I tell you.
I
I think
should.
if I had to do it again, we made a mistake. We should have registered you here at EPFL. You would have had a degree by now from EPFL. Yeah, it was a mistake.
But I would have to study here for that long time, no? What?
3 years. You were here. How long you were here? 2 years?
Two years, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to stay one more.
Well,
Well, it would be good reason for Petra that I
yeah,
have to stay here.
right.
It's a
Right.
pity.
So, is she getting another position there, or what is that?
Yeah,
Oh,
because
yeah, we know. What a
she has a
boyfriend,
good
huh?
position because she has a friend who is starting a lab there, and
Oh, I see. So,
everything
that's
is,
good.
it's a great opportunity for her at least.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and then she will go back and there's a family issues and all these things, you know. For girl it's always the pain
Yeah,
because
I
she
know.
has to break for some time, at
Yeah.
least a little, but has
Yeah.
to break, and in the science it's not that easy
I know, yeah.
to break. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So in case I need something on this FTLP, I'll come to you. So
Oh,
yeah.
sure.
Otherwise, I'm also much more available than I was. I mean, when you
Okay.
came, it was just like one of the craziest
Okay.
times of this year. It's not that I was very productive, that I was doing anything useful, but it's just like it's a little bit like
No,
writing
but
thesis all the
teach
time,
me.
rewriting and change, do make little changes and
Yeah, but I think definitely you are the best person here to with related to availability of you. Because if I want to go to Hervé, I probably call secretary, he's there, and
he
when
has
I can,
many more people
and
to take care of,
there
yeah.
was no no every time I came to you, you were available,
Well,
at least you.
I try to be
That's
because you
great.
know, I mean, this is also my livelihood, right? Students, so I have to make sure that they need to know something that. So feel free, basically, to stop by
Yeah.
anytime, and it's not that I know everything, but if I know. I think I sort of know a little bit like what you guys were doing,
I
right?
think so.
But not every detail.
You know the core, which we don't remember anymore while programming.
Yeah, you don't know why you are
We
doing
know
it
the details, and you know what is the global
anymore.
stuff.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
It's a good
ask
question
Vinek.
sometime. Oh, there you go.
Ask my boss.
Oops. Okay, I think
Yeah.
my mic is falling, so I think we go, huh?
Right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
Thanks a
thanks.
lot.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oops, I have to take this off, I think. a little broken now.
Stefan, you want to copy it?
On the stars.
On the stars.
Je to samé ty končíky. A ty budou určitě natisklý nějakým způsobem.
Přijeme. No, může.